Now it's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Maddie going to give you something to drink now. In the studio with Hardwood Forrest Connor, Investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop, and occult researcher Mr. Tad McDivitt. And boy, do we have a stack of crazy material that we are going to just delve into here very soon. It's 2012. It's October. It's spooky. People are getting crazy. I know earlier, Investigator Shelley Wright, you said, hey, it's a weird day every day at Wright's Coin Shop. Is that right?
Yes, it is. You never know what's going to happen in there.
You seem a little hesitant at this point to delve deeper into that.
Yes.
What's been happening at Wright's Coin Shop? Tell us why people should go there and see you and buy things.
Because I can make you lots of money. I can give you some peace of mind. I can turn your worthless paper money into something real.
Well, people do go to Wright's Coin Shop because they want to turn their money into more money.
Yes.
That's why I do business with Wright's Coin Shop. I mean, I know that that coin made of gold or silver is always going to retain some kind of intrinsic value, I guess. But paper money, we could wake up tomorrow morning and it'd be worthless.
Yes.
So how are gold and silver doing right now?
They're doing pretty good. They've gone down a little bit the last couple of weeks, but they're just kind of bouncing around. And you want that to happen. You want to have a market that's kind of lively. You don't want it to just be static. And when it does dip down, that's a great time to buy some more and average out your costs on what you have.
You know, last week I brought up a story about some bacteria that supposedly are able to crap gold.
I remember.
And I gave this story to you for further investigation. What kind of report can you bring back?
Well, actually, I didn't do further investigation. I passed it along to other people who loved it, who loved that story and got a big kick out of it.
Okay. So you're not colonizing these things now?
No, I am not colonizing these things.
There's no petri dishes hidden all over Wright's Coin Shop?
No, not yet.
But you wouldn't even say it if you were doing that, would you?
I'd have to keep it very quiet for a while.
If people, and of course it's not too early to bring up the fact that the holiday season is fast approaching.
Yes, yes.
And, people wait till the last minute to buy gifts and all that. And sometimes you don't get the best deal when you do that.
This is very true.
So if people want to visit you for whatever reason, if they want to learn about what they can do, what their options are, regardless of their budget, how can people contact you?
They can call me up at area code 828-298-5402, or come by and see me. We're at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
Again, that number is area code 828-298-5402. And the address is 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, to come see Shelley Wright.
Now, come see me.
You know, Shelley, there is a certain
part of a man that I believe is clinically termed his thingy.
Uh-huh.
You ever had a thingy exposed in your shop?
Never.
Really? Yeah. There has never been one on display at Wright's Coin Shop?
No.
How long you guys been in business?
39 years.
39 years? Yes. Not one thingy exposed?
Not one thingy exposed.
Has there ever been a scenario in which it was possible, like on the verge of a thingy exposure?
No.
Well, that's too bad.
Really?
Yeah, because I think, you know, you're missing out on some of the fun.
Uh-huh.
Which we can demonstrate tonight by starting off our Dark 30 hour.
That's your thingy?
From a place... Well, where's the webcam for us? Let's see if the ratings go up tonight. Laurel Hill, Florida. Now, Tad, if you don't know what I just did there... We read so many crazy stories that come from Florida every week, and we're not looking for them.
They just happen to happen in Florida.
They just appear. Florida is such a bonkers state that one evening we came in here, and we discovered this bell here. And I think that Pete Callender, the daytime weekday political host, uses this bell for something. I have no idea how he uses it. But we said, hey, we can't just let a bell sit here and go to waste. So we decided it would be the Florida Bell.
The Florida Bell.
So we get to ring it every time there's a Florida story. And we're starting with one right now. Because a man did expose his thingy in a shop. And Shelley, if you were to take a guess, if you were to venture some speculation, what kind of a shop do you think you would have the highest odds of seeing a man's thingy in, unexpectedly?
I don't know. I'm suddenly...
Come on, you're psychic, right? How about Tad? You got a guess?
Well, I'd think an adult toy store, but I don't know if that would count as unexpectedly.
Exactly.
Oh, right.
How about this? A 59-year-old man walked into the Dollar General. This is a high-class operation.
I've never felt hot and bothered in a Dollar General.
Neither have I.
Well, you got to go to Florida for that. 59-year-old man. Okay, so we're not even talking about Brendan Fraser's junk here, okay? This is a 59-year-old man wanders in. I don't know if he wandered, but how else could this happen?
Right.
He wanders into a Dollar General with that part of his body exposed, and then he just starts browsing around as if it's just another day at the Dollar General. Now, I know it's one thing if you see a guy and his fly is open. They'd be like, hey, buddy, you know, might want to check your zipper, right? But, Forrest, if you saw a man walk in fully exposed, would you say, hey, brother, might want to check that, stuff that back in. You forgot that.
Yeah, I'd be like, I would be speechless.
Back up slowly.
I don't know. Would you say something to the guy?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yes. You cannot come into my shop displaying your thingy.
Well, what if it's not your shop? What if you just happen to be at Dollar General? Would you?
Well, I would step up to the plate and say, buddy, you got to check that outside.
Would you?
Yes, I would.
You would engage a man who obviously has something, a screw is loose somewhere.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I would say anything. Would you, Tad?
No, it depends on where it's happening, I guess.
Well, and if they have any kind of person of authority there at the store that looks like they might be bigger than me, perhaps I would get them to.
I mean, if it's a toy store and there's a bunch of kids around, I'm probably going to need to say something.
Right, right.
But, yeah, you know, if it's a creepy gas station in the middle of the night, I'm just going to keep walking.
And then again, you know, it's Dollar General. I'm probably just going to leave.
Yeah.
So, hey, your suitcase is unpacked there, buddy. And I think it also depends on, and I don't want to be too detailed here, but kind of like, let me just put it, how it looks makes a difference. Okay? Let's just say that. So they call the cops, and the cops quickly, they showed up, and they saw, the guy was still exposed. And they asked the guy that question that we love, that cops get to ask, why? Why did you do this? And the guy says, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize it.
Uh-huh.
honest mistake. But
I think I'd feel the breeze.
Yeah.
That still was not good enough, so he was arrested. And his court date is coming up soon. That's from Florida.
Rock out.
Yeah, he was rocking out all right. Rocking with it out. Oh, my goodness. I wonder if this next story could be a jam out. This is a story from Circle Pines, Minnesota. Let's see here. Police there pulled a woman over for erratic driving. And they suspected that, you know, maybe she was on some kind of a drug. She vehemently denied it. So they brought out the canine. And the canine went straight for her crotch.
Oh.
Yeah. Boom. Right on the scene. And, you know, I figure you don't even want to go that far. You know, when the dog is looking at your crotch, that's when you're like, oh, hold up.
I got something to tell you.
Let's renegotiate this whole situation. No, she just sat there quietly as the dog came up, and the dog turned around and gave the old wink wink, like, yeah, there's something here to be discovered. And sure enough, she had 17 grams of methamphetamine and a pipe stashed securely away. She's facing up to 25 years in prison and a $500,000 fine. You know, I've never been involved in a traffic stop or anything like that when a dog was brought out. Has anybody here?
No.
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 I've seen it from a distance.
Yeah. And you know the cops can do this, and you know that I don't care how well trained the dog is. I don't want a ferocious beast that could snap at any time that close to my body.
Mm-mm.
It's funny to me that people sit there and just pretend like this is going to work out okay.
That's one classy lady.
She's a lot of fun on the weekends,
apparently. She's going on a date. Guy's like, hey, look what I found.
A veritable treasure trove. We have heard some amazing stories about things that people stuff in their bodies. Yeah, it's I've heard that parts of the human body are nightmarishly elastic.
Yeah, my ex-wife used to work at the blood bank at Mission Hospital late at night, and she would come home with emergency room stories when things need to be removed. Because, you know, if someone comes into the emergency room needing something removed from their rectum, the entire hospital will be talking about it for the whole night.
You know, there was a book that came out.
It happens with alarming frequency.
Well, that's what I keep hearing this from people who've worked in the medical field. Some doctors published a book last year with pictures of x-rays they'd gotten, and the one that stands out in my mind, I'll never forget. Here we go, folks. Here's a warning. You might not want to hear this. Turn to another station, but it's true. They had a picture of a man who, when x-rayed, had inside him what looked like a totem pole of Barbie doll heads.
Ah!
How creepy is that? We're up on a break. It's the Dark 30 hour when we dig into, the more outrageous stuff. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Speaking of strange, we'll continue right after this.
Thinking how things used to be. Dark night, get the dark night. Dark night.
It's a dark night. Yeah, it's the Dark 30 Hour here on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. It is that hour when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff happening in the media. We don't make it up. We promise. We just do our diligent reporting here. It's not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. If you are connected to those scenarios, just, you know, tune out. Come back next hour when something perhaps more family-friendly may be on the airwaves. But, you know, you just don't get to hear all this stuff usually. I'm in the studio with Forrest Connor. We have Shelley Wright. We have Tad McDivitt. And also, let me remind you, it's starting to get cold now. And we are seeing sales go way up for the Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. This was created by my team. And, you know, it's the world's most affordable solar generator for the power you get. It's the most powerful one for the price. If you go to sunshinesimple.com, you can watch a little video that shows you how simple it is and, you know, how it can help you out. So we are thinking we may have to go up on the price here after the 1st of November. So this is a good time to ensure if you want one, you can get a great deal. SunshineSimple.com. Before we get back to the Dark 30 news, I just saw this story that's just stupid. I'm just, what is and this is not really Dark 30 stuff, but a guy in England got into a scuffle in a parking lot because a man was trying to hit on his wife. So they get into a big fist fight, and unfortunately the wife, who's trying to break it up, she gets punched in the face. Anyway, the husband's name is Darth Vader. And
I'm guessing that was not his Christian given name.
No, you're right about that. They say that his original name was Mark Noakes, but in 1999 he changed it to Darth Vader. And in the actual legal police report, it says there was a scuffle involving the two men, and Mrs. Vader tried to get between them. The defendant struck her, but there's evidence that, in fact, he had been trying to hit Darth Vader. Hare then picked up a brick, and he threw sand into the face of Darth Vader, whose wife was so worried about him getting further involved in the dispute that she locked him in their house. And, yeah, I mean, maybe... if you're going to hit on a woman, you should make sure she's not married to Darth Vader.
One might think.
Word to the wise, right? Force choke. How stupid is that? Oh, Tad McDivitt's a good name. Well, is Tad your actual name?
It is, as a matter of fact, T-A-D-D, mm-hmm. My legal name on my birth certificate. Kind of funny story. My mother originally wanted to name me Todd.
Mm-hmm.
And then my father says, no, there's a guy at work I know named Todd. He's a jerk. I don't like it.
Right.
So she just changed the vowel.
Mm-hmm. So I know a lot of guys are called Thaddeus.
Yeah. And truth be known, I kind of wish my parents had named me Thaddeus so that I'd have the choice on the proper or short version. But I'm one of those guys that's like, you know, you meet those guys whose name's John, but not Jonathan.
Right.
Well, I'm Tad, not Thaddeus.
Right. And Forrest Connor's life totally changed. What's a film came out?
1994.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
Called Forrest Gump.
I bet you could never run down the street again without them screaming it.
Of course not. Of course, then again, you have my father, John Connor.
Oh, there you go. Dum-dum-dum-dum-dum.
Yeah, well, what's up with that, man? Your family is just, you know, lucking out on the names.
Do you have a time-traveling grandma?
Sarah?
And then we have Shelley Wright, unlike Shelley Wrong. And your name has an extra E in it. How many people leave out the E in your name?
Everybody.
Yeah, it's S-H-E-L-L-E-Y.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And usually you see that with last names.
Mm-hmm.
Shelley being a last name.
Yeah. I was given a good, strong, biblical name. Joshua Paul Warren. So, can't really make fun of that.
No, but they
or
can
your
get,
sacrifice.
But they can haze your wife.
Yes, my wife is the one who ended up on the bad part of that bill. Lauren Warren, yes.
Right.
Of all the people she could have married. Somebody who has a name that rhymes. Okay, let's see what's happening next. Why don't we go to a story from Palm City,
Florida.
Florida. Back to Florida again. Apparently, there is a 52-year-old woman who continues to shoplift at a particular store, and it's actually at a Publix grocery store. She comes in, and she always steals the same two things. Cheese and laxatives. And, you know, I never thought about this. But
they are kind of the yin and yang of the digestive tract.
That's what they're saying here, that apparently cheese and laxatives produce opposite effects. Mm-hmm. So you look very experienced with this territory.
I remember I used to, when I used to work at a shop, we'd go for lunch and I'd get a cheese pizza with Alfredo sauce on it, and my boss would tease me and call it "I never want to crap again" pizza.
Well, maybe that's what she's up to then. Palm City, Florida. I don't know where Palm City is. Do you know where Palm City is, Forrest?
Not right offhand.
Hmm. You know, I know there are books called, like, Weird Florida that just kind of, you know, track strange stuff that has made the history books. But if I kept every Florida story that I read for a year and just made like a whole new tourist map that you could get when you cross the border, I'd probably sell a million of those things. Just, this is the Publix where the woman...
Hey, who knows? Maybe Florida's tourism department might take you up on that.
Yeah, you're right. Things are getting rough. We just need another hurricane or two and they'll be ready. They'll be fully open to that. Okay, here's another story from the UK. They say an elderly couple went to a flea market and bought a big, beautiful shrub and planted it in their front yard and nurtured it for a long time until some of the neighbors realized that looks a lot like marijuana. And yes, it was a big, gorgeous marijuana plant. Does it sound like I like marijuana when I use words like gorgeous? Maybe I'm revealing a little too much in my past. Just a large marijuana plant. And police officers there, they revealed to the elderly people that, you know, this is illegal, and they think that the elderly couple actually did not know what they were getting into, that there was nothing nefarious going on there. But it reminds me of this story I read from Afghanistan. Apparently, in Afghanistan, the counter-narcotics police department poured gasoline on more than 24 tons of narcotics and set it ablaze. And, I mean, they had all kinds of various, you know, illegal stuff that they put in. And a guy who listens to our show... I won't use his name without his permission. He saw this story, and he sent us a message. And he is a former police officer, and he shared with us this experience. I'm more or less going to read it just as he wrote it. He said, back in the 80s, at the place, and I won't say the place, where I was a police officer, we decided to burn dump truck loads of Mary Jane, which had been seized during drug raids on Big Row operations. The burn was carried out in an open area above the city. When they checked the weather report, they failed to notice the inversion, which was to occur that evening. It was a Friday night, homecoming for the high school. As the game proceeded, so did the burn. The air became thick with smoke, and nobody cared who won or lost the game. On the upside, the booster club sold out at the concession stand.
That does think, I bet some concession sales that night were high.
So, you know, there's a little tip. Times are tough. Maybe we can increase consumption at high school football games.
No, the real wicked part about that is if the next day they did a surprise drug test on the coaches and the staff.
Yeah, that could happen. Okay, we're taking a break. When we come back, here's a story that I think Tad McDivitt might be able to comment on. It has to do with a ritual ceremony and Naked Girls. All right. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. This is the hour when we dig into material that's not for everybody. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. That's why we save it for late at night. More outrageous, more controversial. This is the show that explores the summit of mankind's enlightenment and the pit of his dark depravity. We've already covered the summit, so now we're digging deeper and deeper into the pit. But that's why you get a little bit of everything on this program. And I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Now, don't forget, every Friday night, you can see my new TV series on the Travel Channel. It's called Paranormal Paparazzi, and it comes on at 7 p.m. East Coast time, 6 Central. And you know, so far the response has been great, but the bottom line is it doesn't matter if the show's good or bad. If it doesn't get watched by enough people, we won't get to continue doing it. And we can tell if you're watching. So please tune in. If you can't tune in, if you're not going to be home, you know, set your DVR. And every Friday, 7 p.m., and they air two episodes back to back. Each episode is 30 minutes, so it takes up the one-hour slot from 7 to 8 p.m., and you get to see a new episode first and then a rerun from the previous week. Paranormal Paparazzi. If you want to know more about it and see some clips, go to joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com. There is a link. Or you can go right to the Travel Channel's website and poke around there, and you'll find plenty of good clips as well. You know, this time of year, us Ghostbusters are told not to cross the streams, especially at the men's urinal. But a new story has come out that says the shape of a man's urine stream can diagnose prostate problems. They say if you know, apparently there's a nice, like, ideal arc. Wow, that really hit Shelley in the funny bone, didn't it? I guess that was for the ladies out there who don't get prostate cancer. And they say if your stream alters, then, you might want to start, like, prodding and probing a little deeper into the problem, which is eventually what happens.
Good to know.
I'll give that close scrutiny later on in the evening.
Oh, see, who else could tie Ghostbusters into prostate problems? Welcome to the show, everybody. Okay, Tad McDivitt, Mr. Occult Ritualistic Expert.
And what do we got?
And also, you know, I guess we didn't point this out, because we kind of assume that most of the people who listen to the show are a little higher intelligence than the average person. But when we say a cult, that's different from cult.
Correct.
Yeah, cult is a group of sort of brainwashed people who are following a leader into
right.
a bad scenario.
And hypothetically believe something that's real different than everybody else.
Yeah. And occult simply means hidden or obscured.
Right.
Which is why when we say vampire and occulteur, the occult part covers a lot of territory.
Right.
Everything that's hidden and mysterious.
It's a lot of anthropology and comparative religion kind of detail.
And it's a work in progress. We might even incorporate some zombie stuff soon.
Yeah, they're a real hot ticket right now.
Yeah, people are into zombies. And, you know, we were saying maybe we could talk about city council or something like that.
Yeah.
Waka waka.
There was a zombie pub crawl this last week in town.
Yes, I saw that in the
Tons
news.
Tons of people in zombie outfits.
People are so into zombies. I was saying before the show, I've never really been that much personally into zombies, but I am fascinated by all these reports about people who are entering a zombified mindset
right.
and, like, ripping other people to pieces. That's really creepy. So here's a story from Taiwan. They say there is a big ritual, kind of a religious ceremony there every year to honor the dead. And they say in many Eastern countries, paying respects to the dead with earthly gifts like food and money is not an uncommon practice. But in Taiwan, they have taken this to a different height. They actually go off and they hire strippers, pole dancers, whatever, and they bring them into the ceremonies. And as they're having this religious festival and feast, they have a dance to, quote, appease the wandering spirits, end quote. And so these women come out in little mini skirts, and they shimmy and shake and peel it all off for an audience of men, women, and children. What do you think about that?
That's awesome, actually. That's awesome. Actually, there's a lot of folklore that's kind of consistent with that. And one of the ideas is that, you know, the ghosts that drudgingly have to... Well, let's face it, that's one of the aspects of life that we're real fond of. So, you know, if you don't have a body anymore and you're kind of floating around in a spectral state, then, you know, maybe the fleshly desires is something that you miss and get nostalgic for.
Maybe we should hook up with the topless festival people.
Right? And we could do a topless ghost tour.
Yeah. Or have them do it at night, you know, Halloween night. Why not strip down? That would actually be more appropriate, frankly, than doing it during broad daylight.
Yeah.
To just do it at night on October 27th or 31st. Because people kind of know, like, you don't even want to go downtown Halloween night unless you're going to get into some adult type of situations.
Right. I mean, there's probably going to be about 8,000 sexy kitties running around downtown.
Oh, yeah. Women take every opportunity to slut themselves up at Halloween,
totally,
which is why it's our favorite holiday.
Yeah, it is.
And so now, why do you think that is, Shelley? I've seen you in some very interesting costumes at Halloween time.
Well,
why is it okay to be slutty one night of the year?
Well, because you're someone else. You're not yourself. You can be whatever it is you want to be, whatever your deepest desire is. And if that's being a, you know, slut, well, so be it. I was
all
just
right,
thinking
then.
About my costume for this year.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
I don't exactly know what to call it. I took a picture of it today, and it's a little bit more brief than I remembered it being.
Brief?
Very. There's not just a whole lot of it.
Brief, she says. That's an interesting description. You mean skimpy, perhaps?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Revealing.
Brief is how long it lasts on your body. You were thinking ahead on that one. What's your costume going to be?
How would you describe that?
Sexy Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts, like out of Alice in Wonderland.
Yep. Oh. Lewis Carroll inspired.
All
I
right.
believe they call this the Dark Queen of Hearts.
Right.
But, yeah, that sort of along that line.
Is she trying to chop off a different head?
Are you coming on the Joshua P. Warren pub crawl October 27th?
Yes, I am.
And you're going to be wearing that?
Perhaps I will have to rethink that costume for the pub crawl.
No. I want to sell some tickets here. Everybody, guess what? Bonus! Now we're going to be like Mickey Mouse, a phone on both ears. Reservation. Tad, you can take out phase two, right?
Right.
Wow. Okay.
Although she comes along with phase two, because I'm not dealing with a crowd of people and not deliver on the promise.
They're going to be really disappointed,
aren't
they?
Oh, man. I might get burned as a witch or something.
Well, right now, there is some controversy over something that's happening in Ocala, Florida. Apparently, the story is here that some police are being sued after making a bust. And by bust, we mean ripping a woman's top off and carting her around on a golf cart at a rally, leaving her there topless on display and in the police station on display for hours.
What?
That's the charge. They say that she was being charged with being drunk and disorderly during a bike fest there. And supposedly, as they were trying to arrest her, they say that there was some kind of a scuffle. She claims that they hogtied her, handcuffed her hands behind her back, locked her feet, cuffed her feet. And they say during the tackle, her bikini top came off, and nobody did anything about it. So they say she was, for one thing, she was carted off in a golf cart through the whole crowded festival, sat around at various stations, and then finally went to the actual police station and sat there topless for at least 2 hours. And they even claim that this is on video. There was a booking room video camera, as you would expect, that captured this whole ordeal. And at one point, they say she's lying on the concrete floor, topless, surrounded by male officers. And so, if this is all on video...
Yeah, that is not going to look good.
These guys are in trouble.
Somebody had a jacket.
Yeah, really. You know, what's happened to some basic chivalry? Oh, well, we'll see how it pans out. But I guess in Asheville, that wouldn't be as big of a deal.
Not really.
Because women are running around topless anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the Dark 30 Hour with a few goodies I've saved for the end of the show. Keep in mind, this is the part when we dig into stuff that's not for the easily offended. That's why we call it Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour. Turn off the radio if you are easily offended or if there are kids nearby, because this is the hour late at night when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial news as of late, the stuff that you don't usually hear so much about, and the rest of the mainstream media. And we're happy you've chosen to spend this particular evening with us. Let's start with Dallas, Texas. They say here in Dallas, a small-time thief decided to rob an adult store. He walked in carrying a knife and demanded what was in the cash register. Well, that amounted to about $250. He turned to run out the door, but before he exited, he paused just for a moment to turn around and grab a pump for male enhancement. And then he swiftly ran away. One more thing. Why I'm at it. Maybe that tells us something about the mentality of a guy like that, huh, Shelley? He's missing a little something somewhere. He's compensating. He has to be the big man robber with the knife.
Mm-hmm.
You think that's a real phenomenon? Men who are not well endowed, they compensate with extreme and illogical acts.
Oh, yes.
Do you?
Yes.
You look very confident about that.
I am very confident in my answer, yes.
Particular reason? You once knew a man who robbed. And I was like, I remember that guy. Next story is from Denmark. And amazingly enough, it just ties in beautifully to the story I just presented. A Denmark-based company is offering a competition to give a free iPhone to the man with the smallest thingy. And they say, yes, it's, quote, weird and funny and almost too much, end quote, but if you would like to participate in this, you go to their website, which I'm not going to give out on the air. I'm sorry. You'll find it if you really need to.
If you Google it.
You take a measuring tape and send them a photograph of, you know, various parts and angles and dimensions against the measuring tape. See, that's why objective science is important. We have to agree on what an inch is versus a mile. And you send these pictures in, and it's possible that this will be just an internet competition, but if this thing is successful enough, and believe it or not, it looks like it might be, it appears this might actually turn into a stage event. The man with the smallest you-know-what. So, there's a free iPhone in it for you, Forrest. What do you think, buddy?
I think I'm disqualified.
That's not really a prize you want to brag about, I'm guessing.
Hey, guess what? I got this iPhone.
But if they're just relying on photos, then maybe you could just tell your buddy, like, hey, I'll pay you $5 if you'll let me take a picture of this thing and say it's mine. That sounds like a good deal.
There you go. Hang out in an ice cooler for maybe 20 minutes. Think about Grandma.
Well, they do have a stipulation in there that would prevent that. Man has to be in a certain state.
Oh, gotcha.
And last but certainly not least, a story from Vancouver, Canada. A film festival there is under fire because they have decided, after public scrutiny, not to show a new film, a documentary called Donkey Love. And apparently the guys who made Donkey Love say that it is a beautiful film, that they are going into a part of Colombia, South America, not South Carolina, but it could work. There could be a version from Colombia, South Carolina, where they say that men engage in this and you arrive and discover the shocking truth that they consider it a tradition and a celebration and a very positive part of their culture. So there you go. If donkey love is for you, I'm sure you'll find it somewhere on the internet very soon. And that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, Kuka, and Mr. Tad McDivitt for being in the studio tonight. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And barring a ball game, tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded.
Right across the floor.